Oasis Audio presents The Glass Castle by Tricia White Preby and Jerry B. Jenkins, read for you by Jamie Draper. Dedication to Andrew, Max, and Lincoln, who know the long road home and have enriched our lives immeasurably for taking it. Chapter 1. Captured. Avery dragged her 3-year-old brother behind a boxwood bush and listened for footsteps in the brittle leaves. She couldn't be sure which was louder, the person on their trail or her own heart galloping like a stallion in her ears. With one hand over Henry's mouth, Avery looked down at the nicest dress she owned. Not only had she torn the ruffles and destroyed the hem, but the white linen stood out in the shadowy woods, making her an easy target. If she survived this afternoon and made it home tonight, and that felt like a giant if, her father would demand to know why her dress was stained with grass and mud and tinged with blood. She would tell him the truth. How could she possibly have known that a simple walk in the woods would turn dangerous? It was her 13th birthday, and she'd had no intention of spending the day cooped up in their small, dusty cottage, doing chores that would need to be done again tomorrow. Now Avery was sure she heard twigs snap. Crows bolted and she felt someone or something watching her. Her father would understand the ruined dress. Clothes, after all, could be replaced. People, as their family knew all too well, could not. "Don't let go of my hand," Avery whispered as Henry wiggled. She squeezed his shoulder until he twisted his face.